أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت الحصول، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. إن شاء الله in this session we'll continue تفسير سورة الكوثر. And I will ask Sheikh Mahmoud to recite it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. I will read the English commentary of it and I will explain the last, inshallah, verse. Allah said to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they were, some people were saying that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, when his sons died, Al-Qasim wa Abdullah wa Ibrahim, they said that Prophet ﷺ has no future, no hope for his name to be known because his children died. So they were making mocking on Prophet, the unbelievers. And Allah revealed that surah where it says, to thee have we granted the abundance. Therefore to thy Lord turn in prayer and sacrifice. For he who hates thee, he will be cut off from future hope. So it is not you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are going to be cut from future hope to be known. But those who hate you are the ones that are going to be cut off. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the beginning, إِنَّا عَطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ, we have given you the abundance, means we have given you a lot. And when Allah say a lot, there is no limitation. Is Allah's greatness has a limit? No.
No.
Allahu Akbar, no limit. No way that you can limit the Creator. We as servant, we are limited. Allah has the Creator, no limitation. And His generosity, His karam, has no limitation. When He say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I gave you, Ya Muhammad, the abundance, means I gave you something that no one human being can limit what I gave you. Because from Allah generosity, from Bahrul Karam, He is the absolute generous, Al-Kareem. So when Allah gave to Prophet that, and we explained that last time, summarizing a little bit, what Allah said to him, when I gave you this, then فَصَلِّ رَبِّكَ, pray to Allah and sacrifice. And people, they were thinking, what is sacrificing mean? In the general meaning, sacrificing, pray to Allah, one heart, sacrifice. Sacrifice what? It is very established, well established, that sacrificing is to give something for Allah's favor, for Allah's love. You give whatever you have best. So why Qabil and Habil, they were fighting? Because Habil had good manners and characters, was giving Allah the best of his sheep. Qabil gave the worst of his sheep. Today people, they give out of love, they give everything in the way of Allah, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Like Sayyidina Umar, like the Sahaba. They gave their life. And there are some others, when they give their hands, it shakes. A big difference. So Allah accepted from Habil, didn't accept from Qabil. So what happened? Qabil killed Habil. In English you say Cain. Cain killed Abel. Why? Because Allah accepted from Abel, didn't accept from Cain. So Allah is saying, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I gave you that sacrifice. So at that time they used to sacrifice the best they have, the camels, their camels. And we explained that, we are not going to explain it today. But we want to add something today, a little bit, from Surah Al-Duha, that أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Allah gave him one Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we explained that, one Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا. Anyone read that verse, he say, okay, that means when he saw you orphan, he gave you what? Shelter. That's okay. That's the meaning. But if you look deeper in that meaning, means anyone that disconnected himself from what he loves most, in the interpretational meaning, he become like orphan. He feels himself humble. Because always orphans feel their wings broken. They have no power. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he completely left dunya, because you love dunya more than you love your father and mother. You don't care for your parents. So when you don't care for your parents and you love dunya, means your dunya is your father and mother. So when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left that completely for Allah love. So he became like no wings. He's not happy with that dunya. He wants the akhirah. So what Allah gave him? He sheltered him. He gave him akhirah, forgave him, and he said, Ya Muhammad, you are the one that I have perfected. I am giving you shafa'ah. What is shelter? Shelter is, I am giving you something that you will be protected. And what is protection? Is shafa'at al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave him the shafa'ah. Then he said, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَلًّا فَهَدَى. He's not ضَلًّا as we understand. Prophet is never ضَلًّا. Means when you ask guidance, we guide him. You ask not guidance to the right way, you are ready already on the right way. But you wanted us, you wanted to come to us. We guided you through Isra and Mi'raj. It's not normal guidance. Yeah, anyone will know how to go out of this door and knows this is good, this is bad. But not everyone can go to Isra and Mi'raj. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. And he saw you عَائِلًا means taking care of a family. I gave you wealth to take care of this family. Who is the family of the Prophet? The whole ummah. Allah gave him the whole ummah under his wings, under his arms. So when Allah gave him that abundance, that is a drop of what Allah gave. It's a small explanation of a meaning that comes to scholars, to ulama al-ummah. Allah opened their hearts to understand these hidden meanings. And this is a drop of an ocean. The ocean yet still we don't know. Allah gave the abundance. So, I gave you all this. So what you have to do? Salli li rabbika wanhar. Pray to your Lord. And that's why Prophet always day and night was standing and praying. Today people, they pray their five obligation, they say it's finished. I'm finished. Yeah, you are finished. You saved yourself. But you didn't follow the footsteps of Prophet. Prophet didn't only pray the five obligation and said it's enough for me. What happened to his feet? From standing, praying, swollen. Are our feet swollen? No. I don't see. Do your feet swollen? I'm not seeing anyone here, his feet swollen, except our Sheikh. You see his feet swollen? You went there. You saw it or not? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا when he was asked, you don't want me to be a thankful servant? So, wanhar, Allah said, wanhar and slaughter in my way what you love most. What you love most? The camel? This is the literal meaning. This is the normal meaning. But not the camel you love most. You love your ego the most. When it comes to you, human being, everyone loves himself. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه. Recite Sahib.
يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجهه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة صدق الله العظيم.
الله الله. At that time when everyone runs from his brothers, his father, his mother, and his wife, from his children, and say, Ya Rabbi, myself, myself, save me. Where to save yourself when you are indulged, dumped in this dunya, that in this worldly life, that not giving you any taste except filling you with bad desires and hate against people and loving the self and don't care for others. So Allah is saying, sacrifice what you love best. What you love best is your ego. Means, get your ego down. This is a, for us, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him to tell us. When Allah said to Prophet, Inna atainaka al-kawthar, we have given you the abundance. For us it means, to us Allah also gave us the abundance because He gave us Prophet
sallallahu.
Allah gave Prophet everything.
علوم الأولين والآخرين, the knowledge of before and after. And Allah gave us Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to be from his ummah. So relatively speaking, we got everything because we got his beloved perfect creation that he created, that we are from his nation, follow his footsteps. So what you have to do, give up yourself for Allah's will. And literally, they say, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. You can see many people when they pray, and they come up from ruku', they come on qiyam, they put their hand like that. That is where is the nahr, where they, when they slaughter the camel, they hit the camel on the neck. That is the nahr. So fasalli rabbika, that's why you see they take it literally, very literally the meaning, which is okay. There are many ahadith on that. That's the place of nahr, that's place of slaughter. Also, if you cut yourself from here, you die. That is the nahr, means the soul goes away. So what will happen? You are freeing your spirit when you cut completely your ego. When your ego drops down from this side, because everything after the throat is the same. Why? What's the, how we can say this? People are invited to a dinner. Everything what you like. So what eat most? What is the organ that eat most? Are the eyes? No, the eyes look, they see, oh, they want this, they want this, they want this, they want this, they want, and they want everything. Right? Then the smell, you are smelling everything. All this, you are not blind. So first thing is not putting in your mouth. The at the end what you put in your mouth. At the beginning is your eyes are eating. Looking everything there. If a blind man comes, he doesn't know anything. He takes this, I'll finish. He thinks there is only rice or bread. But with your eyes, you see everything around you. So what you do? Your eyes are following. You want to frog everything. You are not, even you have the best thing in front of you here, you don't want it, you want that one that at the end. You tell your friend, give me that. What's that plate, that dish? Might be nothing there. Little bit, but you, this is the hunger of the ego. The ego always hungry. You have to kill that in yourself. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put stone on his stomach. No food, and he was not caring for 3 days. They used to eat, I'm not going to go into that story, but they dump the bread, dry bread in water to soft and put salt in it and eat it. Now here we have to have everything. So after the eyes eat, eyes look hungry, what? You begin to smell. Oh, this is nice. This is nice. This is nice smell. Then you bring them all, put in the plate, and the plate is not enough, you begin to, as you say, fill it on top and everything falls down. The eyes are still hungry. And you don't finish the plate. You throw it in the garbage. So what happened? You get that and you begin to eat. Is not? So what happened at that time when you begin to eat? You begin to taste. So everything is to Nahr. So after it goes from the Nahr, from the throat down,
from what? Esophagus.
All tastes the same. It might make you, what you say? Burning. Heartburn. From here to here to stomach, everything the same. Even go to hospitals, you see they are feeding people with
what you call it?
NG tube. Feeding you food that has no taste, nothing. It goes directly to the stomach. So what is really is the problem is here, here, and from here to here. النحر. That's why he said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Let your, let my servant to know to cut that the egoistic style of life they are living in. From here. Because then you don't have any taste. Everything will be the same. No one will be fighting. Why people are fighting? People are fighting for this. They want to taste everything, they want to smell everything, they want to see everything.
Allahu Akbar.
Means, jammil nafsaka. Beautify yourself. It is not the self, your physical picture. You might find the ugliest person has the best beautiful character. It's not the color, it's not the physical appearances, it's his soul is light, he is subtle. When we become subtle, that time, we are beautifying ourselves. Allahu Akbar. O Muhammad, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Shani'aka, ay mubghidak. Ya Muhammad, you are the best. You have beautified yourself. You have put your ego down. You sacrifice everything for my way. You are the messenger and the seers of messengers that you ordered your ummah, your nation to believe in Jesus, to believe in Moses, to believe in Abraham, to believe in Noah, to believe in the Injil of Isa alayhi salam of Jesus, in the Tawrat of Moses. You have already accepted everyone before you. You never denied anyone. You agreed with everyone. And you came up with your beautiful soft message. You are the one that you are the best. And anyone hates you, he is the wrong. He is the one to be cut off. Not you. Inna shani'aka after mubghidak. The one who hates you is the one that is cut off from future hope. Not you because you don't have children. It is my wisdom I don't want you to have children because I don't want to say that my prophet inherited his children. Prophets don't inherit. No, don't give their children wealth. They don't give no inheritance for children in dunya. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah didn't give him the boys, male. He gave him the girls. Yes. No. Al hadiya faqat. إذا بتعرف تعطيها كهدية أفضل. صدقة تجوز لغير أهل البيت. So, he has. Female, not male. But with females, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an obligation on every human being to love his prophet and his family by saying, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَتِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. It is a hadith of Sahih hadith of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that I left behind me the Holy Quran and my family. In another hadith he said, I left the Holy Quran and my Sunnah. But he also said, I left behind my family. Anyone who takes care of them needs to take care of me. Until today, Ahlul Bayt are everywhere. Anyone hate them, he is hating Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot hate them. That's why Ziyaratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very important. Not like they spoiled the Muslim today, they telling them, don't go for Ziyaratul Nabi, go for Ziyaratul Masjid. They say, it's shirk to go to, say, I'm going for visiting Prophet.
Yes.
They have no mind.
They're giving books on airports.
Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take these books on Judgment Day when everyone's standing there under that burning sun. These books are going to be brought by angels.
Inshallah.
Showing them what they have poisoned the Muslim Ummah. Allah, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't say to anyone, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب.
He described him in that surah, we take one verse only, Surah Al-Inshirah, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we have raised your remembrance, your name. You cannot be a Muslim without saying, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Whose name was raised like that? No one. Means who hate you, Ya Muhammad, is the one cut off, not you. Till Judgment Day, people knows La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. No one can take it away. Today they are trying to say, they put only La ilaha illallah on the mihrab or in a wall, and they don't say put Muhammad Rasulullah.
Yeah.
Don't look here.
Yes, here is good.
Here we can put everything, don't worry about it. They don't put. You go to any masjid, it's nothing white.
In a way, Prophet Sassanam also offered the best sacrifice by sacrificing his grandsons. He loved them the most.
Bayt, they are under big bala, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One time his eyes was, we explained that on Jummah, that he was tears in his eyes. He said, Ashadu bala hum Ahlul Bayt. The most Bala comes, difficulty are on the people of Ahlul Bayt. Till Judgment Day, they are, what you have to say? Ahlul Bayt are being like refugees, they are living in Bilad al-Hijaz. I know them, personally. They have been exiled from the east side of Bilad al-Hijaz. From Riyadh, Zahran, Dammam, all this area, they have been exiled in 1994. From these areas, they have no right to work in government positions. They have been exiled from these areas with all their families in 24 hours. And they have sent them 40, kilometers away from Medina. They are living there now. 40,000 of them. This is what we are facing. He said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَانْظُرْ كَمْ قُتِلَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ. Look how many has been killed from the people of Prophet, the family of Prophet ﷺ, and still the world is full of them. Wherever you go, this one say, I'm Sayyid, this one say, I'm Sayyid, this one say, I'm Sayyid, this one I say, I am Hashimi, this one say, I am Quraishi, this one say, Hassani, this one say, Husayni. Till today, they are not able to take them out from Bilad al-Hijaz, from Mecca. You have the big alim there, Sayyid Alawi al-Maliki there. They tried to exile him, but there was a big uprising in the Bilad al-Hijaz, and they brought him back. There are a lot. You go to Indonesia, you go to Malaysia, even to the Far East, you go to Pakistan. You have to go to Lebanon, to Syria, to Egypt, to Arab countries, to Morocco. You have from family of Prophet filling the whole world. Now with the migration to America, a lot of Ahlul Bayt came here. Yeah. إِنَّ شَأْنِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. The one who hates you, Ya Muhammad, is the one is cut off. And it is said that when you cut your ego, sacrifice your ego means you polish yourself, you kill your ego, who is the first one to hate you? Who is the first one to hate you? Iblis. So means Iblis and his army will be cut off from you. Because they are hating you because you are on the now, on the right side. When you kill in yourself the love of dunya and sacrifice that for akhirah instead for akhirah, the one who is going to hate you is Iblis and Shaitan. They are abtar, they are cut off. You will be not abtar because your children are going to be al-a'malu salihat. Your children are going to be the good action, the good amal. You take them with you. They inherit from you. They go with you to akhirah. They take you to paradise. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. So al-amal al-salih will be your name that you will be known with in the judgment day. How you come to judgment day? What save you after, before Shafa'atul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Shafa'atul Nabi will save everyone. Who is going to make Shafa'ah for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going to save everyone. Al-amal al-salih, angels are bringing you your amal, your good amal. It's written there, that's what saved you there. This is your children. You raised them. Al-amal al-salih, you raised it. You gave it water every time to grow it like a tree. It become a trunk or a big tree, huge tree, fruitful tree. It will save you in judgment day. شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ مُبْغِضَكَ. He is going to be the one to hate you. Who is going to hate you? Who hate the amal al-salih? That's why he came to Sayyidina Adam in order to pull him into his way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Sayyidina Adam. Allah, Allah. فإن أولاد الأعمال الصالحة والأحوال الصادقة والأخلاق الروحانية والأوصاف الربانية أولادك يا رسول القلب وأتباعك وأشياعك وأعوانك. Means all the children that they are symbolized as the good amal And the manners and good manners that you have are like also children. And the spiritual uplifting of the self, that you will be dressed. And the heavenly description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow on you are going to be like children of your heart. That's going to appear to save you on the judgment day. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us.
Ameen.
Allah said in the translation here, Ya Muhammad, أعطيناك يا محمد القلب وجعلناك رسول الهدى المبعوث إلى جميع القوى بالخير والهدى الكوثر وهو العلم الكثير الفائد من منبع الاسم الرحمن فإن رحمناك بهذه الرحمة العامة الشاملة لجميع الرحمات فلذا صرت مظهر الرحمة الكلية في جميع المواطن. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. He is explaining here that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have given you the heart of the knowledge. We made you the messenger of guidance, that your message will be reaching to all goodness. And we gave you the guidance in a huge abundance, where we have bestowed on you the heavenly knowledge from the fountain of the attribute of Ar-Rahman. We have Rahamnak, we have sent our mercy on you with that general, perfect, complete mercy for all small mercies that encompass all of them. And we have made you in every heart to be loved, in order that individual can reach the stage of annihilation in the mosque of the heart, and the mosque of Mecca, and the mosque of Madinatul Munawwar. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ